This is Dr. Omoto dictating a follow-up. Please do the follow-up simply. Patient last name is Jenkins, J-E-N-K-I-N-S. First name is Jacqueline, J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-I-N-E. Date of birth is August 7, 1956. Date of service is April 19, 2022. Referring provider is Vandana Boparai, V-A-N-D-A-N-A, space B-O-P-A-R-A-I-M-D. Chief complaint, finger pain. Subjective, this is a 65-year-old African-American female with history of chronic pain who is here for telephone follow-up due to COVID-19 social distancing period. She has been complaining about a pain in her third finger on the right side for about a month period. She states that her PIP joint hurts when she makes a fist and the pain would radiate to proximally, almost to the wrist sometimes period. It also hurts when she is sleeping and it would wake her up period. She has put Salonpas, S-A-L-O-N-P-A-S, but it did not work and seems to trigger more pain period. She also hears some clicking when she bends that finger period. Past medical history, hypertension, next osteoarthritis, next discoid lupus affecting the scalp, next bipolar disorder, next COPD, history of giant cell tumor. Next, chronic low back pain. Next, more recently, leukopenia, initially found after the COVID vaccine period. Medication, Norco, 10 milligram TID, next Soma, 350 milligram BID, PRN, next Clonidine, next Seroquel, next Lipitor, next Benadryl, next Advan, next Miralax, next Metamucil. Review of system per template, please change joint to per subjective, objective per template. Please just state general, alert, and oriented and remove the rest. Diagnostic data dated February 25, 2022. Her lupus workup includes positive ANA at one column, 640 is a speckled pattern. Smith / RMP antibodies are mildly positive at 22. dsDNA is positive at one column, 20. C3, C4 are within normal limit, comma. SSA antibody is normal, comma. SSA60 antibody is 103, which is positive. SSB antibody is negative. Sed rate is 28. Impression number one. Right middle finger joint pain at PIP was bending period. Suspect degenerative arthritis as x-ray from 2021 shows mild PIP joint disease already period. At that time she was having a pain in her wrist and the thumb period. Next, leukopenia, comma, possibly presentation of SLE, comma. Plaquenil was suggested, but after prescribing the Plaquenil, comma, she remembered that it was discontinued by a previous rheumatologist in a distant past as she had bruising issue with the Plaquenil period. She has discontinued the Plaquenil period. Next. Chronic pain, especially in the lower back, secondary to DJD. Next, discoid lupus, comma, she gets scalp cortisone injection as needed by a dermatologist. Recommendation number one, I would order x-ray of her right finger to make sure there's no fracture or tumor affecting that joint, period. If no contraindication, comma, then I would consider cortisone injection to that joint, period. She is not able to tolerate oral anti-inflammatory medication due to kidneys, according to her nephrologist, per patient, period. Next, in the meantime, I would recommend icing the joint and also splinting the finger to keep it straight to rest the joint, period. Next, she does have follow-up in May, which was scheduled before, but after I review her x-ray as well as the blood test she's going to do, which was ordered previously, I would contact the patient to decide whether we should move up the appointment to do the cortisone injection early, period. This is the end of dictation.